Irritability. Have you been there? This is Beth Wee in the Koinonia Kitchen, and I want to talk today about irritability. There seems to be an overload of negativity all around me. It's in my midst, and I'm stumbling on the intentions of other people. Have you ever been there? Why do they do the things they do? Why do they drive slow in the fast lane? I mean, come on, move over. Some of us have places to go. Why do they assume the idea you pitch won't work? Even before they allow you to explain your vision. Of course it won't work in the first sentence. Give me a minute to tell you what I'm talking about. I mean, really, why can't other people see the world from my perspective? There's the rub. Why don't they do it my way? Boy, life would be so much easier if everyone got my strategic plan and lived into it. They would drive better. They would listen better. And then they would follow through without conflict or challenge. I mean, life could be still and placid, and there wouldn't be any bumps along the way. Doesn't that sound good? Oh, you're pointing at me. You're seeing a problem, and I'm hearing you. If there are no bumps, mountain climbers can't make it to the top. If there are no bumps, no one gets goosebumps when they get a glimpse of something that is meant to be and it's happening without anybody making it happen. Without bumps, you lose a whole dance craze from the 1980s, and you may never know the hips of your dance partner. I guess you're right. Bumps are important. So you'll have to go ahead and allow others to be the way they are, and so will I. Maybe we need to challenge our wisdom. Maybe we need to drive in the slow lane. Maybe we need to make our world so lively that we never know what's going to happen next. As for irritation, I'll figure it out. You know what they say. Sometimes you're going to run into a pain in the neck. But if everyone you meet fits that description, it's time to look in the mirror. Maybe I shouldn't have that next cup of coffee. Irritation. It's everywhere, but it doesn't have to be. It's time to take addiction out of the shadows and shine the encouraging light of recovery on everyone affected. Good Seed Podcast is powered by BethWE.com, a nonprofit ministry based in Vero Beach, Florida. We'll start the uncomfortable conversations that turn despair into hope and complacency into action. Connect, communicate, and thrive with us. Check us out online at BethWE.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again soon.